Poem 12. Artist of my dreamy portrait. Writer, ye be uncertain when ye imagine the rare thoughts of my treasured lady, as to how to begin the starting verses. Musician, ye hesitate when ye hold the strings of my admirable mistress, as to how to end the solo notes. Sketcher, ye fear when ye draw the beauty outlines of my dreamy portrait, as to how ye should fill the live molecules. Whether ye show me the grace of all dimensions and angels, much can be sensed together, and the selection bewildered me. Sonnets or half-diatonic scales, or four quarters, maybe. The deep-eyed image, still unaccomplished, I can't relinquish. In my brain, where she, so herself, so ultra-modern, so up-to-date, so accomplished, so new-flanged. Does she herself recognizes who in actual she is? Why to negotiate or act evasively? Just listen to the heart's most apparent acknowledgement. Don't think, O mind, portray her or make blues for me. What will you endanger if you'll see two mirror images and put me as the mirror in between, like magicians do? I glimpse towards one and open my arms for the other, standing nearby, having long entwined tresses, wearing nighty, her long dusky eyelids lowered in shyness towards ground. And the other, adorned out superior with her open, loose, lusty strands, smiles at me with the tinge of charm in her curvy eyes. Possessiveness crucify, artist nature pleased now, O bride!